Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Nick Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Welcome to Coro is a Crush, where we discuss all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. I'm your host, Neek Austin, the heart and soul behind Coro & Company, a stationery and gift brand that celebrates the power of self-love and faith. Today's episode will round out the month on setting goals and preparing for the last quarter of the year. In this episode, we're going to dive into how to create a powerful and personalized game plan for 2025. We're going to discuss setting bold, achievable goals, developing action steps, and staying focused on what truly matters. Now, whether you're looking to crush it in your career, relationships, or personal growth, this episode will provide practical tips to help you start the new year strong. Let's gear up to make 2025 your best year yet. We'll get into today's topic right after these messages. Here at Coro, we got a few things going on this month that you might want to pay attention to. Thank you so much for supporting me at the 7th annual Great Food Truck Festival this past Saturday. All those who purchased from me, thank you so much for your support. If you happen to miss that, catch me at my next show at the 8th annual Fall Bazaar at the Breakthrough Worship Center in Yorktown on November the 2nd. More details will follow. Hey nail art lovers, my annual 30-day nail art challenge is coming to an end on the 30th, so go to my website and check out all the nail sets that were featured in the challenge. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, this challenge is all about expressing yourself through stunning nail art. Check us out on our main IG page at Coro & Company. Let's finish it by making this the most colorful month yet. Exciting news! Coro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out both of my booths at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188. And at the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of Coro's deals, and you don't want to miss those. Go to coroandcompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. And we're back. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us today. If you'd rather watch the video version of this episode, subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/@CoroIsACrush. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today's topic is called New Year, Who This? Crafting your 2025 game plan. All right, y'all, it's about that time. We're wrapping up 2024. We're coming into the fourth quarter of the year, and everyone's throwing around the new year, new me vibe. But let's be real. This isn't about just setting some random resolutions. This is about leveling the hell up in 2025. You've learned, you've grown, and now it's time to step into the new year with a game plan that hits different. Today, we're talking about crafting a plan that reflects who you are right now. Not who you were or who people think you should be, but who you're becoming. Grab your journal, get comfy, and let's get intentional, baby. All right, before we jump into planning for 2025, I want you to pause and think about 2024 for a second. I know it's tempting to just hit that reset button and leave it all behind, but trust me, there are some gems hidden in this year that'll help shape your game plan for next year. So let's do a quick reflection. What worked for you in 2024? Maybe you hit a personal goal or made some moves in your business that you're proud of. Hold on to those wins. They're proof that you can crush it again in 2025. Now let's talk about the flip side. What didn't work? What goals did you abandon or maybe didn't even start? And here's the important part. Don't beat yourself up about it. Those failures, they're just lessons in disguise, showing you where you need to shift or refocus. If you journal, take a moment after this episode to write out your 2024 highlights and lowlights. No filters, just the raw, real truth. Those reflections will help you move with intention into 2025. I got three prompts for you for reflection. Number one, what was your proudest moment of 2024? Number two, what's one thing you would do differently if you could go back? And number three, how can you apply the lessons learned from this year to next year's goals? So, I got five different things that we're going to talk about. So the first part we just talked about is called Reflect on 2024. Number two, set aligned goals for 2025. Now let's talk about goal setting, but not the boring genetic kind. I'm talking about setting goals that actually align with who you are right now. We're not dragging old goals from 2024 into 2025 just because they sound good. No, we're getting real about what we want and why we want it. So ask yourself, who am I today? What have I learned this year that shifted my priorities? What am I passionate about right now? Let's align your goals with that. Your personal life, your business, your faith, all of it should be a reflection of where you are now, not where you were a year ago. Here's a quick framework I like to use. One, set one personal goal. This could be self-love, fitness, mental health, whatever you need to prioritize you. Number two, set one business or career goal. What's one move you can make that'll get you closer to your big vision? Number three, set one faith-based goal. This could be about deepening your spiritual practice or just being more intentional with how you connect with your faith. So let's go back to your journal and let's write down these prompts for goal setting. Number one, what feels authentic to you right now? Number two, what's one personal habit you want to cultivate in 2025? And number three, where do you want your business or career to be by this time next year? All right, here's the third part. Map out the vision. Okay, so you got your goals in place. But goals without a plan, that's just wishful thinking. Let's get tactical and map out a vision that brings those goals to life. Now here's my go-to process. We dream it, plan it, then we do it, reflect and adjust. It's simple, but it works. Let me go back. Dream it, plan it, do it, reflect and adjust. Start by dreaming big. Don't limit yourself because the bigger you dream, the more room you give yourself to grow. Now, once you got that vision in your head, break it down into actionable steps. What's the first move you can make to start working towards that goal in January? It could be as simple as setting up a weekly routine, blocking out time for reflection, or scheduling a meeting with a mentor or with your mentor. Then, it's all about execution. You got to do the thing day by day, week by week. And here's the kicker. Reflect and adjust. Every month, Look back and ask yourself, what's working and what isn't? Don't be afraid to pivot if something's not clicking. The vision is only a guide. It's not a rigid plan that you can't change, but you can change it at any given time. So let me give you those three prompts for vision mapping. Grab your journal, write this down. One, what's one small action you can take in January to get closer to your goal? Number two, how can you hold yourself accountable to your plan? And number three, what's a non-negotiable habit that will support your vision in 2025? Number four, consistency and motivation hacks. I'm giving you all the gems today, so make sure you're writing all this down. And like I said, if you want to catch the show notes, just go to the website and you can get them off my website. Now, let's talk about the hard part, staying consistent. Look, I get it. Life gets busy. Things come up. Some days you just don't feel like doing anything. But the key to making your 2025 game plan stick is finding what keeps you motivated when life gets crazy. Here's what works for me. And I had to learn this. Consistency over perfection. Consistency over perfection. You're going to slip up. You're going to have off days. But do not let that stop you from showing up the next day. It's not about being perfect. It's about being persistent. Find what keeps you accountable. Maybe it's setting up weekly check-ins with a friend, joining a community like mine, the Coro Collective, or just making sure you take time every week to revisit your goals. And don't be afraid to tweak things along the way. Motivation comes in waves, but consistency builds results. So let me give you prompts for staying consistent. I got three for you. Number one, what's your biggest roadblock to staying consistent? Number two, how can you create accountability in 2025? And number three, what will you do when your motivation is low? And here's the last part. Number five, your why and next moves. Finally, let's get deep and talk about your why. Goals and plans are great. Yeah, they are. But if you don't know why you want them, then they're not going to stick. They're not going to work. So before you wrap up your 2025 game plan, I want you to ask yourself, why do I want these things? Why do I want to make these moves? Your why is your fuel. It's what's going to keep you going when things get tough, when life hits you with distractions, or when you just feel like giving up. So take a minute after this episode, grab your journal and write down why each of your goals matter to you. Get specific, get personal. The more connected you are to your why, the stronger your game plan will be. And here's the kicker. Once you know your why, your next moves become clear. You're not just setting random goals. You're creating a path that's rooted in purpose. You got this. Just make it happen. Now, here are your last three prompts. These prompts are for finding your why. Number one, why is this goal important to you? Number two, what will achieving this goal bring to your life? And number three, how does this align with your bigger vision for 2025? We'll be right back with our closing remarks and prayer time. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro is a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions you need answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at CoRoIsACrush. You can email me at CoRoCrushPodcast@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have voicemail. So just go to my website, CoRoAndCompany.com. Click on the contact tab. For those who are on mobile, click on the three lines to the left of your screen. Click on the contact tab. Click on the about tab. Then CoRo is a Crush podcast. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page and click on send me a voice message. I would love to hear from you. And here are the closing remarks for today's episode. All right, fam, we covered a lot today, and now it's your turn. I want you to grab that self-love journal, your planner, or whatever you use to map out your life, and start crafting your 2025 game plan. Don't just think about it. Write it down. Make it real. And most importantly, make it yours. Remember, this isn't about setting goals just to set them. This is about aligning with who you are, what you want, and where you're headed. 2025 is your year, and it's going to be different because you're stepping into it with intention. So don't miss it. Until then, keep living boldly, stay true to yourself, and as always, you got this. All right, we have made it to prayer time. If there's someone you would like for me to pray for, send me a message on any of my social media platforms, and I will shout their name out before the prayer. If you're at work or driving, be safe in those environments as we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thankful for this opportunity to gather together in your name. Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we navigate the challenges of our lives. Help us to remain strong in faith, to trust in your plan, and to find peace in your presence. We lift up those who are struggling today, whether it's with health, finances, relationships, or any other burden. May your healing hand touch them, bringing comfort and strength. Surround them with your love, and remind them that they are never alone. Lord, we ask for your protection over our loved ones, especially those who are facing difficult times. Please provide them with the courage to overcome their obstacles and the faith to trust in your timing. As we continue on our journey, may we be a light to those around us, sharing your love and grace in all that we do. Keep us grounded in your truth and guide us to make decisions that honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of CoRo is a Crush. I'm so excited to be back with you, and I can't wait to dive into more empowering content this season. You can find the full show notes from today's episode on my website at CoRoAndCompany.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your friends. Let's connect on Instagram at CoRo is a Crush. And if you follow us, I'll give you a shout out on my feed. If you're loving the podcast, I'd be so honored if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave me a review. Let's make this season a journey to remember. Until next time, I want you to gain knowledge, take care of yourself, go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.